Hello, this is Dr. O'Clower. Welcome to the grocery store tour. We're in the frozen food section this week, all week long. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about those frozen fruits and veggies that are in there. And one of the principles that we have on this program within this approach is that, listen, if it'll outlast a nuclear winter, like a Twinkie, if it'll never go bad, like Crisco, you know, bacteria won't even eat that, okay? If it'll outlast all of that stuff, it'll never go bad, and bacteria won't eat it, then you shouldn't eat it either. Now, there are some exceptions to that rule, because when you think about the frozen fruits and vegetables, those never go bad. So are those things that you shouldn't eat? And the answer to that is no. That obviously, this is an exception to the rule, because the people who flash freeze your fruits and vegetables somewhere, and they put them in a bag, and they ship them in on a truck, they don't use salt to preserve it, to keep it from going bad. They don't use hydrogenated oils. They don't use high fructose corn syrup. They don't use BHA, BHT, nitrates and nitrites. They don't use those things to preserve your fruits and vegetables. So when you're in that vast freezer section and you're looking through all those little things of peas and limas and broccoli or whatever, don't be freaked out by the fact that it'll never go bad. Because what they're using as a preservative is actually just cold. And cold as a preservative is brilliant because it doesn't have any biological ramifications for you that are bad and nasty and leave you unhealthy. So don't freak out. Get your frozen fruits and vegetables. And the benefit is that once you have them in your freezer, they will stay there forever as long as you keep them in the freezer section. It's beautiful, man. Listen, if you have any questions about this stuff, let me know, info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.